KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have a partly cloudy sky, 44 degrees. We do look forward to be partly cloudy today with areas of light rain, a high around 60. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Cass County Emergency Management Coordinator Mike Cannon reports a lengthy bridge replacement project on U.S. Highway 71 bridge over Lone Tree Creek, or about 3 miles south of Atlantic or a tenth of a mile south of Cass County Road G35, is now complete and the road is open to normal traffic. That section of the highway had been closed since April 23rd. It was reopened late Sunday evening, according to some social media reports, but again, it is officially open. Well, two people who are passengers of the 2002 Chevy Impala were injured Monday during when the car was broadsided in Creston. Police say the Impala was driven by 19-year-old Tyson William Hunter of Orient. Hunter was westbound on Fremont Street in Creston a little before 2 p.m. when his car was hit by a 2008 Cadillac Escalade driven by 46-year-old Maria Dolores Lepe Rodriguez of Creston. Lepe Rodriguez was traveling south on Division Street and had stopped at the intersection, looked, but did not see the approaching Impala before her SUV proceeded into the intersection, striking the car. 18-year-old Corbin Loudermilk and 17-year-old Jeremiah Whitney, both of Creston, suffered minor non-incapacitating injuries and were transported by ambulance to the hospital in Creston for treatment. Lepe Rodriguez was cited for failure to obey a stop sign and yield the right-of-way. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,000. Officials at the Union County Law Enforcement Center received a call Saturday afternoon with regard to a vehicle that was in the 1400 block of 190th Street. The vehicle, with two flat tires, was parked along the road. Authorities said that the 1975 Plymouth owned by Mike Eblin had been stolen from a lot in Creston where it was stored. Sheriff's officials in Pottawatomie County issued an arrest warrant for a Cass County man. 24-year-old Aaron Robert Gerald Cole of Atlantic was wanted for burglary in the third and theft in the fourth degree in connection with incidents in Avoca. Cole was arrested October 1st on a burglary in the second degree charge, the bond for which was set at $30,000. He remained in the Pott County Jail Monday. Authorities say on October the 10th, sheriff's investigators received a property return sheet from the Avoca police chief with regard to a residential burglary. It was reported by Avoca City Manager Clint Victor, and that had occurred sometime during the day on October 1st. Victor reported multiple items as missing, including a black appointment book with checkbooks and personal paperwork, credit cards, social security card, portable speakers, a house key, a car key, computer cords, miscellaneous jewelry, and green backpack with change, all of which were recovered. Victor advised those items did come from inside the home. The property was located with Aaron Cole or in the stolen Chrysler 300 that was also recovered and linked to him. An investigation showed that Cole committed multiple home and vehicle burglaries during the week of September the 30th. During a series of burglaries, items taken and linked to Cole amounted to a loss of more than $200, but less than $500. Sheriff's officials in Pott County said also that a transient 38-year-old Adam Patrick King, who was being held in the Pott County Jail without bond, was presented with a warrant Friday afternoon charging him with being a fugitive from justice. After the warrant was read to him, King was returned to the custody of jail staff. He was in jail on an original charge of serious domestic assault. Friday afternoon, 55-year-old Patrick Duncan of Harlan was arrested following a traffic stop. He was taken into custody for driving while barred and brought to the Pott County Jail. A woman from Nebraska was arrested Friday night in Pott County following an attempted traffic stop on a pickup truck. 32-year-old April Lynn Lunsford of Omaha was eventually stopped and charged with eluding and reckless driving. Saturday morning, 37-year-old Gary Allen Cooper of Council Bluffs was arrested in Carson for violating a protection order. And just before 6 a.m. Sunday, 26-year-old Jesse J.D. Smith of Omaha was arrested for theft of a motor vehicle, which is theft in the second degree, after a pickup truck stolen from Council Bluffs was later recovered. His bond was set at $15,300 altogether. The Iowa Finance Authority and the Iowa Department of Natural Resources on Monday announced that 58 Iowa communities have received a total of more than $171 million in low-interest loans through the State Revolving Fund to assist in advancing water quality projects. State Revolving Construction Loans are a low-cost construction financing option available for Iowa cities and municipalities for drinking water and wastewater infrastructure. Planning and design loans are 0% loans that assist with the first phase of project expenses. Here in the KJAN listening area, the City of Atlantic was awarded was awarded a $225,000 loan for sewer planning and design. Council Bluffs Waterworks was awarded just over $5 million for water transmission improvements. Denison Municipal Utilities was awarded a little more than $10.2 million for sewer treatment improvements. Malvern was awarded $228,000 for water planning and design. Manning was awarded $436,000 for sewer transmission improvements. Mount Air, $275,000 for water transmission improvements. And Winterset, $105,000 for sewer planning and design. Iowa Finance Authority Interim Executive Director Carol Ann Jensen said the state revolving fund has loaned more than $3.4 billion to more than 600 Iowa communities to date, and they look forward to helping to advance many more water quality improvements. Iowa DNR Acting Director Bruce Troutman said the Iowa Department of Natural Resources is proud to partner with the Iowa Finance Authority to provide communities with affordable, accessible financing that will allow them to move pertinent water quality projects forward. Well, library officials in northwest Iowa are deciding how to respond after a religious activist burned four LGBTQ children's books. Orange City Library Director Amanda Vasquez said that officials aren't sure if they'll replace the destroyed books, which include David Levithan's Two Boys Kissing. Paul Doerr is the director of the religious group Rescue the Perishing. He released a nearly 30-minute video on Facebook Live where he denounced the Orange City Library for having the LGBTQ books and threw them into a burning barrel. The video was made on October 19th, the first day of the city's Gay Pride Festival. Vasquez said the library will follow official policy regarding stolen or lost books. Doerr could be charged with misdemeanor fifth-degree theft if he doesn't respond to the library's fine. A Prairie City man was killed Monday morning in a crash on Highway 163 in Jasper County. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nate Ludwig said 50-year-old Rex Chickering was driving a van that slammed into the back of a slow-moving pickup pulling farm machinery.
It was hauling like a bean head or a combine, a corn head is what it was, and the vehicle ran right into the back of it at highway speed.
Chickering died at the scene. The driver of the pickup, 53-year-old Curtis Kyson of Monroe, was injured and taken by ambulance to a hospital in Pella. That crash happened around 8 a.m. Monday in the eastbound lanes of Highway 163, and bright conditions may have been a factor.
That was just briefly mentioned to me by one of the troopers that was on scene, that the sunlight, you know, was just happened to be right in your eyes as you're driving down the road. But as far as why the driver drove right into the back of that piece of farm machinery, we may never know, but right now it's under investigation.
Shortly after that crash, an Iowa State Patrol car was blasted by a passing motorist. The patrol cruiser was parked on the side of the highway with its lights flashing, and it was not occupied at the time.
There was a semi that partially sideswiped, hit the back end of the cruiser, and then sent the cruiser about 100, 150 yards off to the south and west. And that semi continued on and ended up going down into the median.
The trooper had been driving the patrol car was not injured. He was directing traffic to a detour away from the initial crash at the time.
And stuff like this happens far too often where our patrol cars are, it's lit up like a Christmas tree. There's no reason why people can't see it when they're paying attention. So we're still seeing distracted driving at its worst.
Ludwig says charges are pending against the driver of the semi. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.